You're listening to the Discover You Life podcast. Through conversations with pretty cool Muslims, people of Dua, of Ihsan, people who found a way to walk their dreams with Islamic excellence, we take you on a path of discovery. This is the podcast where you discover you.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi mawala amma ba'd. So, little reminder here, and I haven't done a Facebook Live in a long time. I was ill, and now I'm feeling better. Alhamdulillah. Yes. The metaphor for Ramadan. What do you call Ramadan is like? So here are some common conclusions to that sentence. Ramadan is like welcoming a guest, right? Ramadan is like a training gym. Ramadan is like, what do you normally say? I'd like to hear your thoughts. Ramadan is like a battery recharge. Yeah? What do you say? Ramadan is like a boot camp, some people might say. What are your thoughts? This is in Clubhouse. There's like a 30-second delay by the time you hear this. Ramadan is like battery recharge for the phone. Ramadan is like welcoming a guest. Ramadan is like, people in Ramadan be like, day one is gone, and they're like, man, it goes so fast. It's only day one. Relax, brother. Detoxification. Thanks, you, Abdul. Two hours later, Facebook gets the message. Detoxification process, okay? Detoxification, Ramadan is like, okay? Sophia says, Ramadan is like the much-needed healing we need. What's the metaphor, though, Sophia? Not a sentence, but what is it? Ramadan is like, what is it like? It's like a hospital? Is it like a rehab center? Do you see what I'm saying? What's the metaphor? Let's get one more person's metaphor, and I'll give you some thoughts on it. Ramadan is like time of reflection and purification. Christina, but what's the metaphor for time of reflection? So is Ramadan meditation? Is Ramadan is like a timeout? Is Ramadan like a trip to the mountains, a seclusion? Melissa, a retreat, thank you, Iqra. Melissa says Ramadan is like a second chance. Sophia says, yes, rehab center. Okay. Abdul says renewal. So Ramadan is like renewing your iman, is like, you know, giving shahada for the first time, is like a shahada ceremony. Sure. So let's continue on from this. The metaphors that we give for something dictates how we show up to that thing. So for example, if somebody says Ramadan is like a guest that comes, this is the person who's going to, is a guest that's coming, how would you welcome your guest, therefore you should welcome Ramadan like that. This person is going to show up by, you know, cleaning their house, getting ready, Ramadan is coming. They actually treat Ramadan like a valued guest that's coming to their home, and they act like that. Other people don't see Ramadan as a guest. They don't use that metaphor. So Ramadan can come and they don't clean their house, and that's not how they show up. When somebody says Ramadan is like a battery recharge, you know, like when you plug in your phone, Christina's hiking on a mountain right now. Let's take that metaphor. Ramadan is like a retreat. Ramadan is like a retreat. So if Ramadan is a retreat, this could be a person who comes to Ramadan and, you know, their family is saying, why don't you come for iftars? And you're like, but Ramadan is a retreat. It's not a party. It's not a buffet. Why don't you come for iftars? Why don't you socialize more? Why don't you do more things? But the person who has that metaphor, the Ramadan is like a retreat where you go to recharge yourself, when you put the phone aside and recharge it, they're separated from the audience. Other people say that Ramadan is like it's time for family, which is not a metaphor, but they'll say Ramadan is like a family gathering, a family reunion. So this person, compare this person to the person who says Ramadan is a retreat. The person who says it's a retreat, they're going to leave family, they're going to go out and focus on, go to the masajid, spend a lot of time there. The person who says that Ramadan is a social, it's like a family gathering, a family, what are those called? Family reunion. Obviously, they're going to be hosting a lot of parties. They're going to be inviting people. They want people to come and eat with them and so on. So as you can see, the different metaphors that you give to Ramadan dictate from your perspective how you show up in Ramadan. So now the question is, how do you want to show up in Ramadan? What metaphor? So in the beginning of this live, I said, what metaphor do you use? Some people shared their metaphor, but whether we shared the metaphor or we don't, we all have a metaphor in our minds. Ramadan is like, and some people might even have negative metaphors, Ramadan is like a prison where I can't watch my TV and I can't do this and that. And Ramadan is like holding your breath. Ramadan is like, until its end, and then you can go back to doing haram things and stuff like that. We all do haram. Do you see what I'm saying? So it can go in all those directions. Each metaphor will guide you on how you show up to that. So now here is a spiritual vacation. Okay. Here is two tips that I would recommend for you to do. The first one is, how do you want to show up in Ramadan? How do you want to show up? Do you want your Ramadan to be, you are doing charity and you're at the masajid and your heart is being recharged and so on? Then you might say, hey, Ramadan is like a spiritual recharge. And you keep saying that, and Ramadan will become that. If, for example, this is the chance to bring the family together, to do community service, to help the community, then you could be like, Ramadan is community time, is a family reunion, far and wide. So decide how you want to show up for Ramadan. And by the way, somebody just said Ramadan is a boot camp. And I used to say like a boot camp, I prefer to say that Ramadan is a training gym, because after Ramadan, you want to continue benefiting from it. It's like a training center. It's a career college, if you will. Yes, that's the metaphor I started using. Ramadan is a career college. A career college prepares you for what you do outside of the college. And so Ramadan, similarly, it's not about boot camping and pushing your heartbeat to 180 in Ramadan and then outside of Ramadan doing nothing. And then your heart just, falling back down. Instead, you want to treat it like a career college where, hey, I'm learning from Ramadan. These are the things I'm learning in it so that after Ramadan, I can take action on that. So those are two metaphors that I like. One of them is Ramadan is career college, preparing you for after Ramadan. And the other metaphor is the recharge. If you come into Ramadan saying, hey, I'm going to recharge, and, like a phone that gets recharged, then you will seek out those opportunities throughout Ramadan. And that's my reminder for today. Jazakallah khairan, everybody. Is anybody else on Clubhouse? If you're on Clubhouse, I would like to chat with you right now. Because when I do this Facebook Live, I can't chat with anybody. And your responses come like 1.5 minutes after I ask the question. So if you're on Clubhouse, look for me at Nation Builder. Just search for Nation Builder, and I'm going to start I'm going to type it in. My handle on Clubhouse is Nation Builder. I know some of you are going to say, what is Clubhouse? And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, don't worry about it. Nation Builder, look that up. And let's chat. I'm outside going for a walk, and I don't mind if some people want to chat with me, and we can walk and chat. So, see you on Clubhouse. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm going there now. Goodbye.